Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am so excited about everything that is taking place this week. In case you did not know, we are in the middle of a phenomenon. We are in the middle of a paradigm shift. We are in the middle of some new things. It is not a simple thing to be approaching a major year such as the year 2020. I don't know if there's been anything as significant since the turn of the century. I remember it being 1989, and I was thinking about 1999, and I was thinking about the song that Prince made famous, 2000, party over, it's out of time. So tonight I'm going to party like it's 1999. And I remember approaching the year 2000. I think lots of people thought the world was going to end. I didn't quite think the world was going to end, but I thought something major was going to happen. I don't know if I thought there was going to be a flash of lightning in the sky or something, but it just seemed to be something that was so significant to move from calling everything 19 something to moving into the year 2000. Well, I am telling you that 2020 vision and the year 2020 are synonymous. 2020 vision is perfect vision. I remember taking my children to go and get their eyes examined. And, you know, in my family, we have good teeth, but the eyes are another story. People comment quite often on how straight my teeth are. But I have to tell you, my eyes, for those of you who have seen me, understand that if you do not see me in glasses, I need you to know the secret is I am wearing the strongest contact lenses that they have available. And after I got the strongest contact lens prescription that was available, I got to a place somewhere after I turned 40 that I could not see what was in writing. I could no longer see the words on the screen. And the doctor told me that, unfortunately, that just comes with age, that your vision goes. And so I went to the optometrist and, you know, was looking for a stronger prescription. And they said, ma'am, this is it. So then I got prescription reading glasses to wear on top of my contact lenses. I also have a prescription in my sunglasses. So when you see me wearing my Hollywood shades, you know the Hollywood shades. Those are the ones that you wear and you look like you're doing something. You look like you're going somewhere. Well, when I have on my Hollywood shades, I need you to understand that those jokers have a prescription in them. And they have to have a special prescription because, once again, these are prescription glasses that I'm wearing on top of contact lenses. So that's step number two. So I've got contact lenses, the strongest prescription that's available. Then I've got reading glasses that are prescription glasses on top of my contact lenses. Then I've got sunglasses that are prescription that are on top of my contact lenses. And then for those times when I just don't want to wear contact lenses or my eyes are tired or whatever, I've got the thickest pair of regular glasses that you would ever want to see. That are just short of being bifocals, but they did everything they could to prevent me from having to go into bifocals. I wear those jokers when I just need to put on a pair of glasses. I have no contact lenses on. So I said all that to say that if you have perfect vision, you have a gift because I have to go through lots of things to see. As a matter of fact, my left eye, I inherited astigmatism from my mother. So my left eye, I can barely see anything at all. I remember going to get my driver's license renewed, and I took the test with both my eyes, and I could pass the test. And then I took the test with the right eye, and I could pretty much see everything because I'm farsighted. So I could drive without glasses. But one day, one year, I went to take the test, and I took the test with both eyes. Everything was good. I took the test with the right eye. Everything was good. And then they tested me on the left eye, and they said, what do you see? And I said, when are you going to put it on the screen? Y'all, it was already on the screen, and I could not see out of my left eye at all. So now my driver's license has a restriction, so I have to wear a seeing aid when I drive. So The fact that we are approaching the year, yeah, the people, they laughing at me, y'all. They laughing because my vision bad. But the person who's laughing, he's nearsighted. So I don't even know what he's laughing at. So if you have perfect vision, that is a good thing. And I remember taking my children to the eye doctor, and my oldest daughter needed glasses. My youngest daughter needed glasses, but my middle child, Taylor, you all may have heard me talk about Taylor. Taylor is the CEO of the family. She runs everything. She even thinks she runs me. She's a sophomore now at Howard University. She is still the surrogate mother to her little sister, Kennedy, who is also at Howard University. But Taylor had perfect vision, and the doctor did not subscribe glasses to her, and she left the doctor's office very upset because we were going to buy Kennedy glasses, and Sydney was getting glasses, and I had glasses, and their dad sure has glasses, but she was the only one in the family who did not need glasses, and she was so upset, and she was crying, and she did not appreciate until much later in life, I didn't need any glasses. You don't need glasses. You have perfect vision. So as we approach the year 2020, I want you to think about, what is your perfect vision? What do you see for your life? What do you see for yourself? I know that I started out in this business 21 now, because I started out in the financial services industry in 1998, and I was helping people get approved for mortgages before I even came into the business. And people were telling me, Lynn, you should do this. And I thought, what? Because I was a community college administrator. I was in higher education. I didn't know where my life was going. But what I do know is that I woke up when I started helping people with their finances. So I'm telling you that right now, as we approach the year of perfect vision, that I have a strategy for you to gain your perfect vision in your finances and in the wealth building for your family. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We're creating millionaires one family at a time. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Follow me at Lynn Millionaire, also at LynnMillionaire.com. You can listen live from anywhere in the world. You can also listen live from WVON.com. We are talking about the phenomenon called 2020 Perfect Vision, and it's time for you to get in position to achieve your goals. You could not have told me 15 years ago when I first started talking about real estate and building wealth through real estate, and I was the host of The Real Deal in Real Estate on WVON every Saturday, and then I became the host of Wealth in Real Estate, went on to work for a major Fortune 100 company, and then, of course, running financial programs, and then also entire empires for some of the world's most global icons. You could not have told me back then that we'd be in a worse position now than we were 20 years ago. You could not have told me that with all of the financial education and all of the work we were doing around home ownership, building wealth, eliminating debt, that we would actually be in a situation at this day and age in 2019 where we are worse off in terms of home ownership, We are worse off in terms of net worth. We are worse off in terms of debt, and that millions and millions of people who were fed the story that they could go to school and get a good education and get a good job would actually graduate from college with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt that was not attached to an asset like real estate. You could not have told me that that's where we would be, but this is where we are. So there are a couple of things that I want you to understand about what it's going to take to get yourself out of the financial situation that you are in. And when I say situation, I mean any situation that is not your perfect vision. So if you are living check to 2 o'clock, meaning you get paid on Friday at 8 a.m. and by 2 p.m. you're broke, that is a situation. If you are living from check to Monday, you get paid on Friday and you get through the weekend and by Monday you're broke, that is a situation. If you are living from check to check, where you get paid and by the next payday you're broke, or the day before payday, that too is a situation. If you are living from check to next month, meaning if you were to lose your job, you would be out completely in a bad situation within a month. Most people who are working every day could not withstand not having access to their money for 1 month. Okay? So if you did not get an income for 30 days, what would happen to your life? Do you have 30 days in additional income to support your expenses for, you know, the amount of time that it would take you to get that income stream back in? Most people do not have the means to do that. And you are not bad because of that. That, too, is a situation. What happens if you get downsized from your job? And let's say you've got a little money in your 401k. You've got, you know, a nice little stash called an emergency fund. What happens if you are not able to restore or be restored to your previous situation? What happens if that doesn't take place for you within a year? So most people do not have 30 days of income, let alone 6 months or a year. That, too, is a situation. Well, what about those of you who have actually done what you're supposed to do? Maybe perhaps you have retired. Maybe perhaps you've got a pension. Well, what happens if the pension fund runs out? Because you know that's what's going on with the teachers union. The Chicago Teachers Union is in danger of not being able to fund its pension holders. That was the case several years ago. I don't know exactly where it stands today. But one thing I do know is Social Security does not have enough money to sustain all of the people who will need it, who will still live on for 20 or 30 years after they start getting Social Security. So what happens when all of these things fall short? Does your situation, does your circumstances support you being financially independent? Now, you may think it's not possible. I'm telling you it is. I work with people every day, and all these people do is make money. They make money, and they make opportunities. I was just on 2 phone calls. No, let me be truthful. I was on 3 phone calls within the past 24 hours, and in these 3 phone calls, well over $1 million is going to be transferred from one hand to the next, meaning I was able to put together deals where people who are working together going towards the same goal, that is whatever it is, if it's upward mobility, if it's becoming financially free, if it's expanding their business. The 3 phone calls that I made are going to result in over $1 million in funds being transferred because people are putting in the work, starting their own businesses, expanding their own businesses, and being excellent. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Call me at 312-374-8130. Angela, I've got you on the line. Do you have a question for me? You want to start your own business? What's your question?
Yes, good afternoon, Miss Lynn. Yes, I do. I had actually got your information from my brother maybe a little over an hour ago. Uh-huh. And he had told me that you had a lot of great programs going on for people that wanted to start up their own business and your credit, everything, anything that I needed to know, I should call you. So I actually was calling to see if this was like your office number, but you're actually online. I'm doing a show now.
Yes, yes. So I'm actually live on the air. Yeah, so my office number is 888-LYN123. But Angela, yes. What I want you to do is hold on because I want to ask you some questions. I want to kind of take you through a process. You want to start your own business. I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you the difference between a mentor and a sponsor. So I want you to hold on. In the meanwhile, go to my website at lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn and then fill out the information. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Angela and get her on the path to starting her own business, WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYN123 extension 5. That's 888-LYN123 extension 5 for more details.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dollar at a time, one dime at a time. You may get your credit straight. You may pay off your debt. You may have everything ready to go. At the end of the day, you still have to get more money, which is build multiple streams of income, create passive streams of income, and learn how to properly invest in the right vehicles, and you must learn to get your money back. I know a lot of debt-free people who are broke. Let me repeat. I know a lot of debt-free people who are broke. So being debt-free is a great pathway, but it is not the only way. After you become debt-free, you must know what to do with your money. Even in the process of becoming debt-free, one of the biggest differences between myself and this other financial professional who I respect and love and really who has really set the game for millions of people around the world to become financially free, under that person's program, you cannot move to any of the other wealth-building steps until you pay off all of your debt. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that there are a lot of people who can build wealth while they are paying off their debt. And so it's a comprehensive approach. I need you to spend less money. I need you to get more money by creating multiple streams of income. Everyone should have their own business. Everyone should have their own business, their own home-based business, and multiple streams of income. And then you must learn how to get your money back, which means if you spend a dollar, can you get it back at tax time? And if you run your life like a business, then the answer to that question can be yes. So, Angela, are you still here with me? Angela?
Yes, I am, Ms. Richardson.
So you want to start your own business. Tell me why you want to start your own business.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I think it had a lot to do with me being more independent. I always wanted my own money. I always wanted my own everything. I didn't really want to depend on anybody. If my mother was still here, she would tell you. I always said I was born to be a millionaire. I love helping people. And the business that I have set up for myself, well, the ideas that I have for my business, it's going to help a whole lot of people. You know, it won't help all people, but it would help me and a lot of people. So and I don't want to work for anybody anymore. I've been working 30 years.
Amen. Amen. So one of the things that I want you to do now, Angela, where are you located? Are you in Chicago?
Yes, the west side of Chicago.
So you're on the west side of Chicago. So I want you, first of all, Angela, do you know the difference between a mentor and a sponsor?
Yes.
Tell me what the difference is according to your understanding.
So a mentor is someone that can encourage you or find ways of you being the best, you know, finding the best in you and bringing it out of you. And showing you a lot of things that you might not know about. And I think the sponsor is someone that sponsors you. It could be for resources, money. That's it.
No, you got it. You hit the nail on the head. So let me explain to you the difference. Let me tell you what's happening right now in this very moment. You are making a decision about whether I'm going to be your mentor or if I'm going to be your sponsor. And everybody gets to make that decision for themselves. So every time I go on the radio and I do this radio show every Monday through Friday for 1 hour, I get to mentor millions of people across the globe. They listen to what I say. I provide them with encouragement. If they follow the steps, that's great. If they go follow me on Instagram, they get mentored. There are people who are following me on Instagram and social media. They say every day when they wake up, they come to my page to see what I'm going to say next. That is a mentor. A sponsor is someone who puts you in position to win, literally. A sponsor is someone who says, when I see an opportunity for you, then I'm going to place you here. If I see, if I understand what it is that you are good at and what you want to do, and if I see an opportunity to put you in place, then I'm going to do that. So everybody gets to decide if you want someone to be your mentor or if you want them to be your sponsor. And the key difference between the two from your perspective, as a mentee, if you're a mentor, you can choose to do the stuff or not. You can say, you know, well, she said, I should live below my means. Okay, fine. I might not. But if I'm going to sponsor you, you got to be obedient. If someone sponsors you, do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So the people who have...
Your job sponsors you, in a sense. If you think about it, you know, you're doing some work for someone that's giving you a pay. So it's like they're providing something for you. You're really paying for it. If you really look at it, you're really paying for it. It might not be monetarily, but it could be something else.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So when I went to work for Russell Simmons and I was helping the division that I was running, and then I was running a program, then I started running a whole company, and then I started running programs. He was sponsoring me. He was putting me in position to achieve what I wanted to achieve. The very first time that I saw Russell Simmons in a magazine doing a Get Your Money Right conference, I was leaving my corporate job. I was tired of my corporate job. I didn't want to work for anybody because their vision did not line up with my vision about how I wanted to help people. And I looked in the magazine, and I saw him and Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I saw Susie Orman. And in that moment, I said, oh, wait a minute, they need Lynn Richardson. They need Lynn Richardson. So I reached out to his office, and guess what I did? I did everything they told me to do. Now, I did not sell my soul to the devil. I'll never do that. I'm not going to go against my beliefs. I will never do that. I'm not going to compromise my integrity. I will never do that. But if he told me, come to this event, I was there. If he told me, run this program, I did it. If he gave me responsibility, I exceeded it. I never complained. When I first went to do an event for Russell Simmons, people, now you got to be careful about haters, because once you get a sponsor, people are going to be hating on you because they wish they were in your position. So people were telling me, well, if Russell wants you to come, he needs to pay for you. I'm not asking him to do nothing. He's already doing enough by giving me an opportunity. So
opportunity,
Angela,
yes.
I want to help you, and you get to decide if I'm your mentor or if I'm your sponsor. If I am your sponsor, I will see you Saturday at the Family Care Expo, where I am doing a whole session where I am taking people to the next level who not only want to be business owners, but who want to run successful, profitable businesses.
Yes.
Because there are enough people running broke businesses. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, and that is not me.
A broke business.
No,
you know,
that is not
me. Yeah, I know people who have businesses bringing in millions of dollars, but it's a broke business. Because they're bringing in a million, but they're spending 2 million. They're bringing in a million, but they can't. They don't have enough cash flow to pay. You know, so it's all kind of things like that. So I want you and everybody who is out there who wants to start their own business, go to LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn. submit your inquiry there. I'm going to give you the next steps and tell you what to do. You got to show up. You got to be ready. Have your business cards. Come with your questions. I've got a business that you can start today and start to empower people financially. And at the same time, you're going to be in a masterclass once a month with people like me, other successful entrepreneurs, VIPs, entertainers, corporate executives, and so on. You're going to get tools and information. And then we're going to take you through classes and training and everything you need to know to get to the next level. So, Angela, I want to know more about what it is you want to do, and I want to help you get there. So I'm so happy that you called in today.
I am so glad that my brother gave me this information because we were just talking about you. And like I said, I didn't even think I thought I was just calling your office, and I just happened to look up, and you are online today. And I am so glad that I did get a chance to call you.
Yes, ma'am.
So this event is going to happen this Saturday?
Yes, it is Saturday. My workshop is at 12:30. If you go to LynnRichardson.com and click Connect with Lynn, I'll get you all the information. You can also go to WVON.com. Angela, I'm excited for you. Everybody who wants to start their own business, go to LynnRichardson.com. This is WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. We are live right now. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Leave a legacy for your loved ones. Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time. And I'm serious. So we are approaching the year 2020. We are right now in the middle of a phenomenon. And that phenomenon is having the clear vision and the focus to get where we're trying to go financially. I think right now we are in a state where I was just listening to one of the commercials where Matt McGill was saying our wealth has been compromised due to the loss of real estate, due to the loss of certain industries, being able to provide adequate jobs for our families, due to the increase in education expenses and the resulting college debt that is associated with them. So there are many things that are plaguing us. And the one thing that I know you can do that cannot be compromised is you can develop multiple streams of income. Yes, you're still going to purchase real estate. I am certainly not saying that real estate is not a good investment. You are still going to buy real estate. You're just going to buy it much more intelligently. So if you come to the WVON Family Care Expo this weekend, in my workshop, I am creating entrepreneurial moguls. I am helping to guide and direct so that you not only start a business, but that you start a successful business. The other thing is you need to understand how life insurance plays a role in your overall wealth strategy. I was on the phone with one of the business partners that I spoke to you about earlier. I was on the phone with her this morning, and I was explaining that insurance is the cornerstone of my entire financial portfolio. I have enough insurance for everything. If I pass on, there's enough insurance to take care of my family for future generations. I said generations, not just to give my kids $50,000 or $100,000 and they're going to blow it in a few years or whatever the case may be. But there is enough money to take care of my family for generations. There's enough company to keep my businesses running so that they do not experience a decrease in cash flow due to my absence, in leadership, and due to my rainmaking ability. My businesses will not suffer. If something happens to me and I cannot work, I have enough disability insurance to cover things in the event that I'm not able to physically go out and work. Many of you know one of the companies that I run successfully with MC Light. Her voice is a commodity. Her voice is insured. So we have every single thing insured. There is long-term care for our family members. I still have to get long-term care on my mom and my dad. My mom has an issue with, she had an injury to her ankle. She's taking steroids. So she has to be off the steroids for a certain amount of time that she can get her long-term care. However, we do have long-term care in place for the other people who are important in our business, for their parents. Because here's the deal. If something happens to your parents and you are grinding and trying to get to the next level, who's going to take care of them? We're not going to leave them on the street to die. We're not going to leave them outside. We're not going to send them to these nursing homes that's going to kill them. We're not going to do that. So we've got to be in position to take control of our financial situation. Many of you know I lost Grandma B. Grandma B is my heart, soul. She always will be. But I'm celebrating because the Bible says that the ending of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. So the ending of her life represents a celebration and a transition. She graduated and so did I. And guess what? Before she passed, I was able to take care of her and provide private duty nursing care around the clock. So I'm not saying that to brag. I'm not saying that to show myself to be any different. I was born and raised in Chicago in the projects. People ask me which side of town that you grew up on. They say the south side or the west side. Well, let me tell you, I had both, the southwest side on 44th and Cicero. So if I can do it, you can too. But you've got to decide if you want to be mentored or do you want to be sponsored? Do you want to get information and make a decision about when you're going to implement it? Or do you want to be sponsored and be accountable to someone? If you are ready to be sponsored, if you are ready to be accountable, I need to see you Saturday, and I need you to reach out to me right now. You can call my office at 888-LYN-123. That's 888-LYN-123. You can also go to my website at lynnrichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, and submit your inquiry. It's going to say Ask Lynn. Submit your inquiry there because I want to get you to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm having the time of my life helping you get to the next level. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. And guess what? I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.